Charles.
Oh.
How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Yourself?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's wonderful.
Charles, could you recount for the people who are going to be listening to this some of your experiences with your business when you were having problems, and you actually went into a Chapter 11, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What led up to that whole decision to go into a Chapter 11?
Well, the Chapter 11 incurred the fact that I had an ex-partner who had gouged me for the price of the stock of the company in excess of $500,000. And it would have drained the company's assets by continuing to pay him.
Okay.
So my purpose for the Chapter 11 was to put a halt on his ability to sue me until I ran across an ad in the Wall Street Journal saying, the ad stated that sell your corporation and whatever. Main concern with the ad is that I found that I could save my corporation without selling it by doing an assignment for the benefit of the creditors.
Is that when we got together?
When I met you.
Okay, and actually, how long had you been in a Chapter 11 up until that point?
I had been in Chapter 11, say, for about 3 months.
Okay.
There was no way to recover from the Chapter 11 without doing an assignment because I had no absolute possible way of paying my partner out for the money due for the stock, not all the other creditors.
Okay. And why? Now, this is a critical decision here in the direction that you took, so I want to dwell on this for a few seconds.
Okay.
Why did you? What happened that made you come to that conclusion? In other words, when you first went into the Chapter 11, you didn't feel that way. You obviously felt the Chapter 11 would resolve the problems.
Exactly.
Why didn't it?
Because 85% of the companies filed Chapter 11 usually don't survive.
Okay, and so you were experiencing those types of problems?
I was experiencing that particular type of future. I didn't see no way of survival.
Describe what surviving a Chapter 11 is like from the inside. What did it put you through? What were your experiences while you were in Chapter 11? Did you have a lot of additional paperwork to do?
Produce a lot of documents. In other words, in a Chapter 11, what happens is you turn the operation of your company over in the hands of the government and the trustee. What they do is examine and watch every move you make related to the disbursements of funds. And in addition to filling out all the paperwork related, and then paying the fees. The fees for my company would be like $7,500 a year just to the trustee's office. In addition to just the filing of the Chapter 11 with the attorney fees and the cost and aggravation of trying to make sure that you're operating in a way that is satisfactory to the courts, including just getting a DIP check.
That's debtor in possession?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That means that if you go and buy some goods and services, people don't want your check because they figure that you may be closed down at any time.
Okay, that's an interesting point because a lot of people who do consider or actually go into a Chapter 11 are under the impression that, number one, they're going to be able to regain control of their business by doing so, and number two, that people are going to be willing to do business with them. So you're saying that is not the case, huh?
That's correct, mainly because some companies that discover that you're in Chapter 11 don't want to be affiliated with you because they figure you don't have the resources to produce the goods and services requested.
So not only vendors, but you have a problem with clients is what you're saying now.
That's what I mean, clients in addition to the vendors.
Okay.
Afraid to do business with you mainly because they figure that you'll be closed down. I've had experiences where people wanted to be prepaid up front for goods and services with certified funds. And you've been doing business with these same people for years.
Yeah.
And it's a total nightmare.
So, as I recall, when we met, your attorney had actually recommended that you do something different because he had pretty well thrown his hands up in the air in terms of being able to do anything for the company. Is that correct?
That's correct. That is the next thing related to retaining attorneys for Chapter 11 is the fact that they get their fees up front from the very beginning, and after they put in the initial hours of work that's necessary to get you through the courts, they go on to the next case because they figure that there is no chance of recovering any funds from you ever again.
Okay, if I'm not getting too personal, if I am, please don't answer it if it makes you uncomfortable, but just because there seems to be a misunderstanding as to the cost of Chapter 11 out there. You were in it for a total of 3 months?
That's correct. That was prior to locating you.
Yeah.
I stayed in it for 11 months.
Oh, you stayed in for 11 months.
Because after meeting you, I had a difficult time understanding and comprehending what you were saying related to doing an assignment.
That's right. I remember that. Okay. So you're in it for a total of 11 months. In 11 months, do you have any idea as to how much money the Chapter 11 actually cost you with the not only the attorney's fees, but the trustee's office and the accounting fees for debtor in possession reports and things of that nature? Do you have any idea how many dollars you spent?
Well, you're looking at roughly around, you had $3,000 per quarter for trustee fees, plus $10,000 for attorney fees, $500 filing fees. So you're looking at about $25,000.
$25,000. And how big was your company in annual sales?
About $1 million.
Okay. So that's a good chunk of change coming out of cash flow.
Exactly. And in addition to the major part that I experienced was the fact that if the attorney hangs around to see if he can continue to bill you for services rendered through what is called a reorganization, if that's not likely, that's when they dump you. So what happens after you reorganize, you still have the services rendered by this attorney who petitions the court regular for attorney fees.
A nice arrangement, huh? For somebody. Okay, so then we issued an assignment for the benefit of creditors, but first you backed out of the bankruptcy, correct? We had it dismissed?
The bankruptcy had to be dismissed, and then you do the assignment for the benefit of the creditors.
And then we purchased the assets into another corporation, and what was the result of that?
Well, all the unsecured creditors that you did not... that you did not, actually, all the unsecured creditors that you owed money to just disappeared. They had no way of coming after you for the unpaid balance.
Okay.
So the secured creditors, you were in a very good position to bargain with them, and whatever amount of money you owe them, that could be substantially reduced by negotiations.
Do you feel that you ended up better for going that direction than you would have in a bankruptcy?
Absolutely, by all means.
No doubt, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. What about the time factor? How long did it take to get through that process versus the 11 months that you spent in the 11?
It took about 4 weeks.
Okay, so in about 4 weeks we accomplished what you had not been able to accomplish in 11 months in a Chapter 11.
That's correct.
And at a much smaller amount of money, too.
That's correct.
Okay. Would you recommend it to others?
Absolutely. That's the best method for the troubled companies.
Okay. Just in closing, can you give any insight or any other recommendations to people who are experiencing problems with their company, financially speaking?
Well, the main thing I would recommend is that keep a close eye on your cash flow and watch your accounts receivables.
Yeah.
And just be very careful in relationship to who you do business with and what you pay for goods and services, because everything look good is not necessarily good.
Right.
Money.
True. Okay, Charles, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're welcome.